The ALCU of North California and Electronic Frontier Foundation filed a lawsuit in California state court against the city of San Jose. They're targeting the massive network of license plate reading cameras made by Flock Safety. If you've never heard of Flock Safety before, you're not alone, but you've probably driven past their cameras without even knowing it. In this video, we'll cover what you should know about this lawsuit. Here's how the system works. These cameras are mounted on the poles and roads all over the city. Every time a car drives by, the camera takes a photo, reads the license plate, and uploads the plate number, exact location, and time to a database in the cloud. And it does this for every single car, not just suspects of crime or people the police are looking for. San Jose has almost 500 of these cameras right now, but back in 2023, they only had 149. In just 2 years, they tripled the number. And in just one single month, October of 2025, the system tracked over 2.6 million vehicles, all just in San Jose. And here's where it gets really uncomfortable. The lawsuit points out that these cameras aren't just placed on highways or high crime areas. They're placed near clinics, immigration offices, mosques, churches, and places near where protests happen. So if you drive to a doctor's appointment, went to a place of worship, or attended a political rally, the city likely has a record of it. The lawsuit was filed on behalf of two nonprofits, SIREN, which stands for Services, Immigrant Rights, and Education Network, and CARE-CA, which is the California chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations. Both of these organizations have staff members who drive around San Jose every day to serve their communities. The core argument from the EFF and ACLU is pretty straightforward. San Jose is running what they call an invasive massive surveillance technology that collects driver locations on a massive scale without any suspicion of wrongdoing, and then they let the police search through all of that stored data without a warrant. The lawsuit argues that when you keep a whole year's worth of location data on millions of innocent people and let officers dig through it without any court approval, that crosses the line into unconstitutional search under the California Constitution. Think about it this way. If a cop followed your car around for a year, writing down every single place you went, a judge would probably have something to say about that. But just because it's a camera doing it automatically, the city says it's fine. The lawsuit specifically calls out San Jose for being worse than many other cities. Most California agencies that use these cameras don't keep the data for a full year, but San Jose does. And it's not just the San Jose police looking through the data. Other law enforcement agencies across California can also search San Jose's database. So your movements in San Jose could be pulled up by a cop from a completely different city with no warrant required. In one 30-day window, officers ran over 5,000 searches of the database. The ACLU and EFF are not asking for money. They're asking the court to do two things. First, declare that what San Jose is doing right now is unconstitutional. Second, force the city to get a warrant before any officer from San Jose or anywhere else can search through the location history. They're also arguing that San Jose is spending taxpayer money on an illegal program, which under California law gives them standing to ask the court to shut it down. Here's the thing. This lawsuit is specifically about San Jose, but Flock Safety cameras are in a lot of cities across the entire United States. The same company, systems, and data practices. So whatever happens in this courtroom in Santa Clara County is going to matter beyond California. And a separate federal lawsuit was also filed this month. This one by the Institute for Justice on behalf of three San Jose residents. They're challenging the same camera network, but this time on the Fourth Amendment grounds under the U.S. Constitution. That one is asking for data to be deleted within 24 hours instead of kept for a full year. Both cases are still in early stages with no current rulings, but the legal walls are starting to close in around these systems. I'll be watching this lawsuit closely. Please subscribe and let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Thank you.